a lot better than normal. All right. Well, hopefully this thing works tonight. I've been warned that it might cut in and out. If it does, I will take it off and just try to yell as best I can. So let's go ahead and get started with the prayer tonight. Father God, most wonderful Creator, we are so blessed to have opportunities like this to step aside and to just open up your word and to look at it, to think about you and the things that you have created and just the beauty of nature. It is remarkable to see what your handiwork is, Father. Be with us, guide our hearts tonight, and just continue to bless us as you always have. Thank you most of all for your Son. It's in his name that we pray. Amen. So I'm going to ask for forgiveness and not permission, as I tend to do with many things in life. We're not going to necessarily do the things I told David for you guys to study, so sorry, but not that sorry. Ultimately, we're going to kind of go back a little bit about what Joshua actually talked about in Psalms 19. I'm going to pick up the first six verses there is where I'd like to start out tonight. And then we'll move on to the 65th Psalm, and we'll start into 104. It's kind of a lengthier Psalm, so we might make it through that, we might not, but Lord willing, that's the plan. So Psalms 19, verse 1. The heavens declare the glory of God. The firmament shows his handiwork. Day unto day utters speech, and night unto night reveals knowledge. There is no speech nor language where their voice is not heard. Their line has gone out through all the earth, their words to the ends of the world. In them he has set a tabernacle for the sun, which is like the bridegroom coming out of his chamber, and rejoices like a strong man to run its race. Rising from one end of heaven and its circuit to the other end, there is nothing hidden from its heat. Specifically here, I want to look at the first verse. We're getting to the time of year where, obviously not tonight, but we'll have many nights where the sky is clear, and if you're away from some of the street lamps and things along those lines, you can look up and you can see some beautiful constellations in the skies. And particularly this time of year, I like Orion the Hunter. That's one of the ones that I always like looking for personally. There's many nights that I might be taking the trash out or something, and Cassie's probably wondering what exactly I'm doing, but I'll just sit up and I'll stare at the sky for a few minutes and just be enamored by it. It's amazing to see the creation that God has made. You know, we have all these scientists today that use the Hubble telescope and other ones to take shots into the vast universe that's around us, and many, many remarkable photos can be seen from those telescopes. But ultimately, you can just sit there and have this sense of awe, the sense of wonder. You know, what's out there? What is there? You know, I was kind of teasing Cassie when I was kind of prepping some of the stuff tonight. Think back to the 1960s and, you know, the race to the moon, for instance. It's one little thing that happened, but a lot of it's from just man looking up and just being like, this is out there. Let's go there. Let's see it. But ultimately, it's there because God created it. You know, there's cheesy show from the 1990s called The X-Files, where one of the main characters is saying, I want to believe. Now, granted, he was talking about aliens in this, but ultimately, ultimately, he's wanting to believe in something bigger. He was looking up to the skies for an answer. It's not a bad place to look for an answer, don't get me wrong. He just had the right type of, or the wrong type of idea of what he was really looking for. Ultimately, we know that you know, God created all this. Flipping over just real quick to the 8th Psalm, looking at verses 3 and 4, we see David doing the exact same thing. When I consider your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon, the stars, which you have ordained, what is man that you are mindful of him, and the son of man that you visit him? So it's a natural reaction for us to sit there and to look at the sky, and ultimately to look